And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in on the mansion in Inverness, we see that Jack Flanders is in a very tight situation. Investigating the mysterious jukebox that plays just before an accident is about to occur, Jack climbed to the top of the East Tower. He discovered an old Wurlitzer, but instead of music, it contained wisdoms. Meanwhile, in crept Meenie Eenie, holding a heavy cleaver in her hand, and saying that one must pay the price for playing the Wurlitzer of wisdoms. When asked what the price was, Meenie Eenie replied,
"The price is your heart!"
Now in the darkness, except for the faint, eerie glow made by the Wurlitzer, she lunges.
Ah!
Jack steps aside. The heavy cleaver slices into a 2x4. She yanks it free. Jack looks desperately for something to defend himself with.
"I don't consider this very neighborly, Meenie Eenie."
"You'll do no more considering in a moment, Master Jack."
Once again, she stalks him, Jack slowly backing as she approaches, cleaver held high, an insane glow in her eyes. She strikes and misses again. As she frees the cleaver from the wall board, Jack makes a lunge for the main trapdoor. He has it open. Too late. The heavy meat cleaver has knocked the door right out of his hands.
Wait a minute.
Hold it. I put a dime and 2 nickels in that jukebox and only heard 3 selections. I've got one more coming. Let's see. B2.
Well, be quick about it.
"I know that I know and that I don't know."
"Ah, that's better. A little background music. Shall we dance?"
"We'll dance, all right."
Now, moving back along the wall by the tall, towering windows, Jack does creep, Meenie Eenie stalking, her eyes flashing hot. The cold steel of the heavy meat cleaver reflecting the ever-changing colors of the old Wurlitzer. And again she springs, this time with such incredible speed, Jack barely moves in time, and as the cleaver whizzes past his ears...
"Hey, I ain't no Vincent van Gogh, and I don't care to look like one either."
"Would you prefer, say, John the Baptist?"
"Well, I see little future in that."
"Aye, perhaps little future for you, Master Jack, but for me it means getting ahead, so to speak."
"I see the humor, but somehow..."
"You missed the point, is that it?"
"Hey, you're pretty sharp."
"Enough of this! The time has come!"
Meenie Eenie lunges. With a ferocious arc, the cleaver smashes down once again as Jack leaps back. But he catches his foot on the ring of the trap door. He trips and loses his balance. Meenie Eenie sees her chance and springs for the finale. But as Jack falls backwards, a wall panel swiftly opens and in he goes. It closes behind him as the tip of the cleaver smashes through the panel.
"Quick, down this way."
"Boy, am I glad to see you, little Frida. That whole thing was a bit much, you know."
"Shh, we'll be passing the dining room soon."
"I'm certain he's all right, but you've hardly touched a thing this evening, Meenie Eenie."
"Hey, wait a moment."
"Really? Are you dieting or merely nibbling?"
"I don't like roast dachshund, and besides, I'm off meat."
"Won't you at least have some box's ears?"
"I'm just not hungry tonight, Sarah. Full moon, I suppose."
"Box's ears?"
"Cauliflower. Come, one."
"Look, if Meenie Eenie is having dinner, then who was chopping at me with that cleaver?"
"Would you like to go back and see?"
No. I was just wondering. Look, where are we going?"
"This way."
A tunnel. You know, I always knew that jukebox wasn't in the East Tower. Darn it, I saw 4 towers. No one believes me."
"I believe you."
"Really?"
"I believe you've seen the 4th tower.
"Oh. Well, have you ever seen it?"
"I wouldn't be here if I had."
"What does that mean?"
"In the last 300 years, there have been 7 people that have seen the 4th tower of Inverness, and they've all disappeared."
"To where?"
"You will see the 4th tower again, and when you do, we must move quickly. It won't last long."
"What happens if we do get inside?"
"It'd be nice if you were able to get back out again." "Ah, this is the trap door that opens beyond the maze. Here, hold my cigar." There.
"Say, we are on the other side of the maze. I've been meaning to check that out."
"You particularly. You stay away from that maze. I'll explain why, but not now."
"Look, you didn't answer my question. What happens if we do get inside the tower?"
"You will arrive at a place where you'll be able to be anywhere, whenever you wish. For the place where you'll be is outside time and space.
As we look in on the Inverness mansion, we see Jack and little Frida tromping through the pine forest that surrounds the Bay of Inverness. The rain has passed. It's night. The moon is out, casting a silver light upon the pine trees. They come to a clearing, an open field. In the center of the field is a giant oak tree, its long, thick limbs spreading outward like a creature with a thousand arms.
Jack, this is the oak. Oak, this is the Jack.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. Should I shake a limb or something?
You don't talk to oaks like you talk to people. I'll show you how you do it. Here, sit down here with your back against the trunk.
Okay. The ground doesn't seem to be too damp.
What you do is sit for 10 or 15 minutes and feel the presence of this tree. Oaks and pine trees are best for this.
Well, what's supposed to happen?
Trees are kind of like people stuck head first into the ground. Trees give off energy, which is very pure. If you know how to tap this energy, you can charge up your batteries. Also, it purifies you. Now what you do is sit there silently and feel the tree. Don't think about it. Feel it. With your heart, not with your head. Some people, after a while, may even hear the tree.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. But everyone can get energy from a tree. Here. Now we'll try it. Don't think about it, Jackie boy. Feel. In the past, we were mind-created spiritual beings nourished by joy. We soared through space, self-luminous and in imperishable beauty. We thus remained for long periods of time. After the passage of infinite time, the sweet-tasting earth rose from the waters. It had color, scent, and taste. We began to form it into lumps and eat it. But while we ate from it, our luminosity disappeared. And when it had disappeared, sun and moon, stars and constellations, day and night, weeks, months, seasons, and years made their appearance. We enjoyed the sweet-tasting earth, relished it, were nourished by it, and thus we lived for a long time. But with the coarsening of the food, the bodies became more and more material, differentiated. And hereupon, the division of sexes came into existence, together with sensuality and attachment. But when evil, immoral customs arose among us, the sweet-tasting earth disappeared. And when it had lost its pleasant taste, outcroppings disappeared, and other self-originated plants deteriorated to such an extent that finally nothing edible grew by itself, and food had to be produced by strenuous work. Thus the earth was divided into fields, and boundaries were made, whereby the idea of I and mine and other was created, and with it possessions, envy, greed, and enslavement to material things. Jack! Jack, would you like to go?
That was amazing.
Come, one. There's something else I want to show you.
Just amazing.
It's not far from here.
And it feels like it could be true. Wow.
It's simply a matter of bringing oneself to rest. Then, all will be revealed.
You know, I always knew there was something to those books about spirits that floated around in the skies. Boy, oh boy. Hey, where are we? What a weird place.
Yes, well, it's very old. It was used for a ritual of some kind.
Evil?
I don't understand evil or good.
Really?
Mm.
Well, as you were saying...
There are 7 pillars here in a circle, you see? They would call it a place of pagan worship. On the side of the hill, over there, but in the shadows away from the moon, is a cave.
You mean over this way?
Yeah, but don't go over there too...
Hey, look at this!
What? What? What have you found?
Down there, in the damp ground, there's fresh tire tracks. Do you see what it looks like?
A 5-speed Italian pedal master.
That's right, and they lead right into that cave
over there. Oh, no, Jack!
Good God!
Ah, look out! Coming out of the cave!
Holy smokes, it's a dragon!
It's true. Stomping out of the cave, headed right for them, is a dragon. Its tail twitching, its eyes flashing. Its claws oozing into the wet mud. And from its mouth and nostrils, great billows of hot fire. The pair stand there, immobile, transfixed by fear. Jack with his eyes wide, blank, insane with fear. And little Frida, mouth dropped open, and her pigtail standing straight up on end.
Tune in at this same time next Monday when you'll hear...
So that dragon is someone we know.
I know.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.